I relaxed, feeling more than a little foolish. I shrugged, trying to diffuse her anger. Yeah, I guess I knew that. After all, you've got plenty of people to do murder and mayhem for you when you need it. I grinned at her, hoping she'd realize I hadn't meant to insult her. She leaned back and put a thumb up to her temple, the cigar nestled between two fingers, her elbow resting on the back of the sofa. Her body relaxed, and I was relieved when she finally smiled. I'm not going to touch that one. She brushed a barely discernible scuff mark off one of the cushions. I'm sorry, Alex. This whole thing has me shaken up more than I realized. I guess I'm a little touchy. A touchy mafia don. Should I be nervous or something? She cocked her head and studied me, the humor back in her eyes. I thought you'd already learned that lesson, Alex. You should always be a little nervous around me. She was, of course, referring to the time she'd had me kidnapped and brought to her home because I'd refused two invitations to meet with her. I swirled my scotch again and kept quiet. Truth be told, she did scare me a little bit, but I wasn't going to let her know that. Look, Alex, all I'm asking is that you familiarize yourself with the case. Get a feel for how it's going. You don't even need to tell me about it. I trust you to make sure everything is done correctly. I set down my glass, pulled my knees up to my chest, and wrapped my arms around them. Well, I can talk to whoever has the case, but for the most part, all our detectives are really good. I don't think you have anything to worry about. I hope. I reached for the hors d'oeuvres her butler had just brought in and set on the coffee table. She sipped her drink. I could go through Chief Larkin, but I've found if I want to find out what's really going on in an organization, it's better to talk to the people who actually do the work. The peons, you mean? She chuckled as she reached for a petty four. Alex, you may be a lot of things to the department, but a peon isn't one of them. A PITA? Yes. A peon? Definitely not. P-I-T-A. Pain in the ass. Thanks a lot. We finished eating in silence, and when I thought the time was right, I lowered my feet to the ground and pulled one of my shoes over to put it on. She handed me the other that was somehow sitting just out of reach. I'm not worried, Alex, but if she is my great niece, I want everything done exactly the way it should be. No shortcuts. I'll see who has the case. If nothing else, I have a friend, Ruth Ann, who's a homicide detective I can talk to, but I'm positive they're doing everything right. We have a good group of people up there right now. I pulled on my shoes and double-knotted the laces. Gia saw me to the front door, showing me various paintings as we walked through the hall. We said our goodbyes, and as I walked to my car, I thought about everything we'd talked about and wondered how Gia would handle raising an 11-year-old girl who'd apparently just killed a man.